You're doing the world a disservice by leaving your gift wrapped up. Somebody needs your story. My mom told me this and I'll never forget it. She said, Trent, you're assigned to reach people. I don't know how many, but you're assigned to reach people that nobody else can reach but you. She said, everybody has that. And the more you leave your gift wrapped, those people that need your message, that need your encouragement, whatever it is, that need your talent, they're never gonna get it.
The moment you tell yourself that you can't do something, that's the moment when you won't do it.
That's what drives me. It's the things people told me I couldn't become. It's the negative circumstances that I come from. I don't let that limit me at all. That's my catalyst. Because I look at it like, okay, why not me? I've already overcome this. Why can't I go and start a company? Why can't I build something that's meaningful? Why can't I create this new paradigm shift in the way we look at the world as big giant superhero training facility? Because if I looked at it the other way and started to take, you know, the count of, okay, well, I can't do this because of where I come from. I can't do this because of how I look. I can't do this. I wouldn't start anything. Everybody would wake up each day doing subtraction. I look at my life as addition. You know, I wake up and say, what can I do today to add to my skill set? What can I do today to add to someone else's joy? What can I do today to serve someone else? So when you keep a mindset of service, your problems in that darkness become smaller because you're not going to focus on your own insecurities, your own problems. You're going to figure out a way to amplify someone else's experience. So I go through life looking, you know, looking at people as an opportunity for me to serve. Because while I'm waiting on my blessing, I can be a blessing. And that's how I counterbalance that. When you focus solely on your darkness, everything becomes about you. You become selfish and you could be driven to a point where it becomes toxic. And that's why you see some people implode once they get to where they're going, because they look up and no one around them really wants them there. For me, I have this mentality that if everyone around me is fed, then no one is starving, then I don't have to worry about people being villainous or hungry and trying to take from me. So the way I feed is through time, through joyfulness, through good energy, because sometimes all you need to do is tell a person that they matter and show up. That's the greatest gift, is to acknowledge people in the world that's so busy and so hurried. To slow down and be present and to acknowledge a person's existence is, to me, how you balance out the darkness with the light when you're driven.
So we read a bunch of books nowadays. As humans, we want to find out how to be someone else. What we don't do is we don't go inside. So literally turn yourself inside out. Read the book that's like we're writing a book every day of our lives, but we never read that book. So what I would challenge this young man or young woman to do is you have to look inside of yourself to see what you really want. What are you passionate about? We use these words and these little phrases of only the strong survive and all this other crap. They're all just fucking words. I get so tired of hearing people just talking. Like right now, someone may think Goggins is just talking. You don't know me. So when I speak from passion. I speak from experience. I speak from suffering. I have to tell this young man or woman that the only way I believe, and this is my experience in life, the only way you're ever going to get to the other side of this journey is you have got to suffer to grow. To grow, you must suffer. And some people will get it and some people won't. But they have to see what their journey is to start their journey. Several people live to be 100 years old, and they have great lives, and they have great kids. Their kids go to college and all sorts of stuff. But somewhere in their life, there was a point where they had a decision to make. They can go left or right on this path. Left was the easy route. Right was the hard route. A lot of people take the easy route. And they had a good life that way, but the better life was going to the right side. And you may have 20 years of pain and suffering to get past it, but a lot of us die never truly starting our journey. And I would tell this young person, you gotta start your journey. It may suck, but it will come out the other side.
People look at success in many different ways, you know. Success is to be healthy. Success is to be a good father, have a good family. You know, it can be in many, many different ways.
Life is not about getting to the top of the mountain. Life isn't the start of a new life, a new day, new month, a new year, a new decade. These are all moments when life stops. Life happens when you get out of bed. Life is brushing your teeth, washing your body, walking out of the door each day. Life is the journey of every day. Every day is life, where time is present. Life is living each and every day and embracing the moment. Life is taking time, having time, owning time. Life is enjoying time. Life is all the little moments that join the dots that make you whole. And when those moments connect, life happens.
You know, if I ever feel like in any moment life is not going the way that I think it should be going, it's because I'm resisting what is. You know, if someone didn't turn in their work on time and I'm just like, you know, getting that way, or something didn't come out right, or the delivery doesn't come, or the technology breaks again, we can list anything in that slot, right? It's me arguing with reality. I'm making myself miserable in that moment because I'm choosing to argue with what is. That's always a losing proposition. So the more awareness I can bring to that and go like, is this really how you want to live your life in this moment, Marie? Because every single moment, as you know, sets you up for the next moment. And you string these moments together and guess what? You have your life until we get to that incredible deathbed. We never know when that's coming. So every single moment is an opportunity for us to check ourselves before we wreck ourselves. And so I just try and play the game. If I'm miserable, if I'm upset, if I'm angry, if I'm cranky, it is my responsibility because it's based on what I'm thinking or believing in that moment. It's not the outside world causing me to feel this. It's what I'm doing up here that's making me have that reaction. And if I'm the problem, I am also the solution.
I'm real with myself and I'm honest. Like, we're humans. Everybody isn't on all the time. You know, we all have our struggles, our silent battles, as I like to call them. And instead of ignoring those silent battles, I let them out. But yes, I am a person that will tell you, make the world respect your greatness. I'm very firm on that. I'm a person that believes in myself. I'm a person that wants you, because I believe that's contagious. Be transparent, like in a real way, because that creates connection. Now it's like, I can relate to that person. You know, growing up in the church, I'm gonna be real with you, Tom. Like, I would watch pastors and preachers and I would be like, I could never be them. Because it was always perfection. I was like, I could never be them. So I just chose a different lifestyle. But now when I see people like say, you know what? I struggle with this. I struggle with addiction. Doesn't mean you're not awesome because you have addictions. Everybody has addictions. Everybody has battles. Some people just hide theirs better. So I relate more to that because now it becomes attainable. Now you become relatable to me and I can be like, wow, like I can still go through this. There's nothing wrong with me. I'm a human. I'm gonna have my insecurities, my flaws, and I can actually grow from it. So I think we need more examples of the world of that. And that's what I just try to give people as much as I can.
This is gonna be my life. I'm gonna be obsessed, completely obsessed with everything that concerns getting better. Like, there's nothing that, you know, if someone in invites me to a party or a drink out late in the next 16 weeks, do you think I'm gonna go out? No, hell no. I'm the one that has to do the work. I'm the one that has to eat the food. I'm the one that has to, like, do all these things. Like, yeah, you can have the best coach in the world, but that doesn't make you a champion. You have to work for yourself.
This is your opportunity to be better, to constantly look for something more, always looking to be dynamic in your decision, constantly looking up, looking beyond what's right in front of you at this very minute. Tomorrow is your opportunity to change.
People out there that are going through fearful moments, it's kind of like this. You will never step into the ring if you're already telling yourself that you're going to lose before the fight. You'll never do that. Like, why would you? Right? So tell yourself you're going to win. Even if you get knocked down, guess what? You're never knocked out in life until you actually tap out to your last day. So figure out that leverage point with your fear, what's going to help you walk through the door. And then you have to just give it to the world. I never knew speaking was my gift. until I actually went out there and failed. I actually went out there and embarrassed myself. And I realized, like, wow, this is what I was created to do. And I knew that because I like to put it like this, and I hope they get it that's watching this, but I've never had so much like peace in the midst of like fear. Never had so much confidence in the midst of like my weakness in that moment.
You have direction. You write the rules. Step up to your authority and take it. Take the opportunity.